back in action, FCS Nation. As always, my tone slips down a little bit for my favorite segment of the entire week, the honorary captain of the week. And joining me all the way up in Grand Forks, home turf, the Alera Center, one of the hardest places to play. I'm trying to quiz you guys and lead you into this, but can't do it much longer. North Dakota Fighting Hawk, Caden Vig. Caden, thank you so much for taking time out of your game week, big one, against Indiana State at home this weekend. Thanks so much for taking time out of that week to chop it up with the FCS Nation.
Yeah, no problem.
And JJ Safransky, managing director up there in that Dinger Network office. JJ and FOS, a friend of the show. Not his first rodeo here, folks. When you hear his voice, it will be oh so familiar. JJ, you as well. Busy week being a fan of these Fighting Hawks. Thank you for taking time out of that to join FCS Nation, chop it up, and kind of give FCS Nation an inside scoop on to who Mr. Caden is behind that face mask and underneath that bucket. Appreciate you, sir.
Happy to be back.
The cause, the partnership, what the heck we're doing here. I think it's really cool that our audience has a chance to kind of get taken around the country and get to know some of these young athletes who are leading the charge and trying to put an end to childhood cancer, or just trying to help childhood cancer in any way, shape, or form, whether that's raising money, awareness, showing face in community, all of those things. That is what we're doing here, but just taking a deeper dive into everything. JJ, it's your guys' third season being a part of this thing. I will get into the number that we have reached in 2.5 seasons, but how cool to see this thing grow from year one when you were thrown into the mix and there was only, you know, 9 to 11 athletes, and now we're almost approaching that 20 number. Did you think that we'd get here?
Yeah, it's really cool to see. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's obviously the cause is something that a lot of people can get behind. And unfortunately for me, you know, we have too much connection to this personally. So it's something, you know, easy for us to get behind and rally behind. So it's really cool to see, you know, obviously you look at FCS and it's pretty tight knit, you know, regardless if it's around the country. So it's even now a couple of the new athletes I saw, you know, what office they're out of. And, you know, we have a relationship with some of their managing directors. So it's pretty cool just to see people rallying behind this and, you know, getting more people on the bus. And at the end of the day, we're all raising money for the same cause. So it's awesome.
Simply the same cause, Alex Lemonade Stand and their foundation. And I will let JJ kind of expand on Northwestern Mutual and ALSF and the foundation and kind of their relationship and how it's grown. It's been almost a decade, all of those things. But Caden, to you, when you were approached by JJ and the rest of his crew up there in Grand Forks in that Dinger Network office, I start with this all of the time. Anytime I have an honorary captain on the show, this, in my opinion, and I don't necessarily think it's my opinion, I think it's fact, is different on the NIL front than anything that you'll find in the FCS. We are one of one. We're the only ones that exist, the only ones that are athlete-led when it comes to this, and the only NIL initiative, I'll call it, where these athletes are the ones doing everything, right? And they're the ones that you are backing in all of this and showing face. Do you kind of see it in the same light?
No, yeah, for sure. No, I think it's one of those things. It's a great cause. I'm proud to be named the honorary captain.
And why does Caden fit the mold? JJ, what was it about him that made you guys go after him and kind of make him and choose for him to be the representative in all of this?
Yeah, I think one of the cool things was Caden's hometown is very close to mine. So, you know, growing up, we had a nice 9-man rivalry amongst schools. So, you know, we're very familiar with each other's hometown. So that was pretty cool, just being Northern Minnesota. And, you know, I actually reached out to Coach Schmidt and just said, hey, you know, here's what we're looking to do. Who are some of the guys that, you know, fit that mold? We're looking for high character guys, you know, guys who can truly rally behind this and buy in. And Caden was one of the first names he brought up. So, you know, we were really excited to make this partnership happen. And we were excited when we reached out to Caden that he was, you know, more than willing to join the cause as well.
Pretty cool perspective for everybody out there listening, no matter where you're listening from, just to know that the head coach of a Division I football team, a top four team in the entire country at that, is pointing to a certain player on his team saying, hey, he fits the mold. He fits for what you guys are trying to do for a plethora of reasons that JJ kind of just named here. Northwestern Mutual, FCS Nation, Alex Lemonade Stand, we're teaming up to help raise funds. Each player has dedicated their season to helping the kids with cancer, and you as fans of the Fighting Hawks, or you as general fans of the FCS, the most pure form of football that exists, you can help by donating, pledging a dollar amount. It could be a dollar, could be $10, could be $5, and there are also other ways to get in to the donation side of all of this without having to pull your wallet out, which I will let JJ kind of speak on a little bit later. There was a quote that Chris Schenkel dropped that stuck out to me. Chris Schenkel, by the way, the man with the plan, the man spearheading all of this, taking us, driving the ship, all of the above. He said, watching fandom turn into real impact was something that was important to him. That was a quote that he came up with himself. JJ, when you look at this Fighting Hawks fan base and all that they mean in a Missouri Valley Conference that contends for national championships, the way they get behind their players, kind of what does that quote mean to you? And what do you think it means for Caden specifically, watching fandom turn into real impact?
Yeah, I think when you look at the fan base, it's been a really fun year. You know, obviously just different excitement with everything going on, and to see this success this early has also been really exciting. And so you look at Chris Schenkel's office, for example, and you know the impact and the kind of the rally behind the community they've had is incredible. And you know we're working on getting to that point. There's a lot of people who are definitely willing to and trying to help. So we always appreciate that, and that's our goal, is just make the biggest impact. And obviously, you know, again, I think Caden's a perfect person to be able to resemble what we're trying to do. And the more people we can rally behind it, the better.
I think we've done a damn good job up until this point. Year one, just under $50,000. Year two, we almost touched $70,000. So obviously over that $100,000 raised for children battling cancer. It's cool to see the list grow. It's cool to see the amount of money made. But all of this is being done behind the scenes, and I think behind the scenes, something that we don't get a chance to talk about as nearly as much as I want to, it's the football side of things. Caden, edge rusher for the Fighting Hawks. Caden, this is probably, and I'll say this, one of the best North Dakota teams that I've personally seen since I can remember. Now I'm only 27 years old. I played in the Missouri Valley. I played quarterback. I got beat by you guys, whether it was at Saluki Stadium or in the Alera Center. What is it about this team that has it clicking on all cylinders right now, from top to bottom? What are some of the things when you go home and, you know, eat dinner and get ready for bed, and you realize that you are a ball club that is tough to beat, top four in the country? Kind of why? What is it that you would point to?
Yeah, I think it's everyone on our team is just buying in. We're all buying into the plan. We have a great strength staff. We're all buying into that. We're trusting what Coach Schmidt's saying. That's a big part of it too. Some things we've expanded on too is like getting comfortable with each other, communicating. Our communication's been really well recently, which has led to success, as you guys can see. And yeah, those are some things.
5-2 should honestly be 6-1. Having to go to Manhattan and play a Kansas State squad, one of the more fun games of the entire season. FBS, FCS doesn't even matter. That ball game was fun right there. You just talked about some of the things that Schmidty tells you guys. I ask honorary captains this every single week. What is that main message? Typically, when athletes, you go home on winter break and it's time for you to show back up, or you know, you're coming from, you know, summer break into fall camp, and you show up, and in your locker there's a new set of shirts, shorts, socks, kicks, all of these things, and there's a message that's written on the back, or there's just a message that's going around for the new season that you guys are kind of penning. What is that for you guys this year? What do you hear every single week from your staff?
Yeah, so Coach Schmidt tells us our brand is like being a junkyard dog is what
Oh,
he calls
yeah.
it, being blue collar nasty. So yeah, those are just two things that he tells us. It pretty much means like just do the dirty work, dirty hard work, and things are gonna pay out good.
I think, or I don't think, that you have to expand on what being a junkyard dog means. And it's precisely how you guys play football. I think one of the cleanest game planning staffs that I've seen in big games. You guys just typically show up. A big one on the horizon here, Indiana State. You guys cannot fall asleep at the wheel. What does that tape look like, and how excited are you guys that you get to host Indiana State here and possibly improve to 6-2?
Yeah, no, it's a it, they're a good football team. We got to come, you know, how we come every week. We got to prepare the same way we've been preparing. We look at every opponent and then like faceless, nameless opponent. We're just playing our game. But yeah.
Have you had a chance, or has Coach Schmidt kind of told you guys to hold off on reading the newspaper, all the headlines, all of the clippings? I mentioned prior, top four team in the country. Not that it's uncharted territory for you guys, but you are floating in rare air, and there are injuries going around the subdivision right now that I think your guys is chances at being, you know, national championship ready are just improving each and every week in front of all of our eyes. Have you been told to kind of not pay attention to that stuff? And have you dipped into, you know, social media and seen these things? Or are you guys just straight tunnel vision all the way up to this point as we head into week 9?
I mean, yeah, What we're like, we focus on one game at a time. We're another thing that we say is like a, it's a day by day process. We're just 24-hour segments at a time. You can't like get lost and like look at the end goal, like, oh, we're gonna win the national championship. No, it's a process. We gotta keep winning, keep doing the things right.
JJ, I'll ask you this. You're obviously very, very, very tied into the program, but building relationships with these honorary captains that represent your office, that represent North Dakota and the university as a whole, how cool has it been to feel like you're more than just a fan, that you're more involved than you thought you would ever would be because of this whole initiative and partnership?
Yeah, I think that's probably the coolest part about, you look at some of the smaller universities, right? Is I feel like you can have such more of an impact versus being at such a larger space. And, when obviously Coach Schmidt was announced, I think, that was pretty exciting for a lot of the people here, knowing, his roots here, just being from this area. So I think that's been really good, just comfort for people. And so yeah, just being involved, being able to help any way we can, and just, being able to support the team, because in Grand Forks, I'm sure everyone's aware, there's not a, an insane amount of stuff to do. So getting behind the university and the different athletic programs is, it's really fun.
There's no doubt about that. And talk about being involved. How is your relationship with Caden kind of motivated you, or should I say, helped you get more involved on campus? And what are some of the things that Northwestern Mutual precisely wants to do with being more involved and creating a bigger footprint on campus? What are some of the goals coming out of this for you guys?
Yeah, I think anytime we can help support these guys too, and obviously in today's day and age, we want to keep everybody here. So anything we can do there to help support them and just show that, they have community buy-in. It's hard to put a dollar on some of those things too, just the support. And so, the more we can be involved and have a presence, whether it's through NIL or just, impact getting people to games. Through our internship program, we've been very involved with UND with that over the years. We've had a ton of different football players go through our program, and a lot of them are still advisors today. So just developing those relationships and keeping those and providing opportunities, I think, is, what we're going for.
I love it. That's beautifully spoken. Having a chat here with Mr. JJ Safranski, Managing Director up there in the Dinger Network office, Grand Forks, and Caden Vig. He's a fighting hog. He's an edge rusher. He is only a sophomore, so he will be along for the ride for us for a long time. Hey, JJ, you kind of mentioned NIL and spoke about it holistically and how it helps you guys with some of the goals out of this, where you want to be, some of the things that you could possibly get out of this. But when you think about what we're doing, and I asked Caden this prior, but what makes this different? Why is this so easy to get behind? What makes it a no-brainer? And why are we the only ones doing this?
Yeah, and I think you alluded to that. So when you think about NIL, right, you see all kinds of it. And, I've kind of joked from the beginning, this is the NIL that, I think this is the idea of why it was created too, right? I mean, we get to support the kids. They, get to interact with different people, build relationships. And at the end of the day, it's a win-win for everybody because of what we're raising money for, the cause, the impact that it has. So, it's, again, we want to support UND. We want to see them win. But when it's for something like this, it's just so much easier to do it. And you get so excited when you're doing it, knowing the impact you're going to have.
And there's something like this that JJ is alluding to. Let me speak on the Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation. When she was one, the founder, Miss Alex Scott, the queen, as I call her every single week, was diagnosed with neuroblastoma following her fourth birthday. Fourth birthday. Put that into perspective, folks. She told her parents that she wanted to open up a lemonade stand and that her goal was to raise money to give doctors, give families a chance to find a cure for childhood cancer. A 4-year-old, by the way. I think that and its sentiment is just ridiculous. And that is something that we are continuously working towards. All 17 plus athletes that we have, all managing partners, directors, everybody in recruiting fields, all of those things, we're all kind of combined in all of this. JJ, kind of talk about Northwestern Mutual and Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation, the relationship that you guys have, some of the things that you guys have accomplished, and why you've decided to dip your toe into the college football space now.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear, what they're doing corporate wise, and then the impact that we can have locally. And we've had instances over the years where we've had people locally come and share their story with us of how, Alex's lemonade stand has impacted their story. And so it's just, again, when you hear that, it's so much easier to do that. And unfortunately, personally, like I mentioned, we've had too many bouts with these things. So It's just something that I think the more you go through life, the more things you see. Cancer in general sucks. So it's just the more we can be involved and try, take the burden off people, or, eventually the goal is to eradicate it, right? Continue to find the cure for different cancers. So again, I feel like the more life experience we have, it just becomes easier and easier to support something like this and try get rid of it. 'Cause yeah, it sucks.
Cancer sucks is one of my favorite taglines to come out of all of this or any cancer support systems, whatever it is, wherever it is, around the country. JJ, I'll start with you in asking this. Has anybody in your life, just for further perspective, for FCS Nation, and I think Fighting Hawk fans in general, because I did speak when we had liftoff here, this is about getting a chance to learn about who Caden Vig is on a deeper level, and also you, JJ Sofransky. Everything that you guys are doing, has anybody in your life directly or indirectly been affected by the damn disease?
Yeah, unfortunately, far too much. My niece is actually, when she was younger, and I think, and I forgive the age, but I think she was 6 when she had gotten diagnosed. And she has personally had some bouts with Alex's lemonade stand. So that's been, really close to home there. And when we did the year with CJ, she actually came to the event and got to meet him, and that was really cool. And unfortunately, my wife now is dealing with some of the same things. So it's just becoming easier and easier to again support this and get behind it, because we've seen the support system we have, and not everybody has that, and I think that's one of the perks of growing up in a small community and being in a small community. So just trying to provide what we can and, give back what we're able to is really meaningful for us.
I appreciate you sharing that. I think it gives, like I said, further perspective and just kind of more of an understanding as to why it is you feel so passionate about this and why you are behind Caden all the way and calling upon Fighting Hawk fans to donate or just do what they can, whether it's pledging or participating in a Lemon Top Challenge, which is a little foreshadowing right there. We'll get to that just a little on down the road. Caden, what about you? Anybody in your life directly, like I said, indirectly, been affected by cancer? Cancer sucks.
A long time ago, my grandma actually had it. So I wasn't around then, but she told me about it, heard about it. But yeah, no, it's a terrible disease. Anything to support, trying to find the cure for it. But yeah.
It's exactly what we're doing. And JJ, I think something that comes out of this that I had brought up with another managing partner, another managing director on last week's episode representing Villanova and David Avitt, Grant Price, he talked about, or I talked about with him, how Northwestern Mutual plays a very, and I'll say, as football fans listening who aren't as tapped into the financial services industry, underrated part when it comes to families facing hardship. We don't talk about it enough with you guys, how much Northwestern Mutual can help, because I would bet that plenty of families or plenty of people who have been affected by cancer are listening to this interview because they want to know that somebody of the team that they're a fan of is, spearheading a partnership like this, cares about the things that I went through. Kind of talk about the things that Northwestern Mutual does for some of those families who, and cancer is my lead example, have been affected by cancer and you need to plan for the future, but kind of out of that space as well. You never know when life's going to slap you in the face. And kind of just talk about what Northwestern Mutual does for some of those families or what they can offer some of those families.
Yeah, I think at its core, you think of financial planning, these are a lot of the discussions that, we're having every day. I think when people think financial planning, they get excited about retirement and investing. And of course,
Sure.
that's how it is. But the reality is, when you build a house, you start with the foundation, right? You pour the cement, whatever it may be. And I think that's the core of a good financial plan, is planning for the what ifs. And as much as we hope they never happen, it's just that's the reality of the world we live in, the what ifs. So, again, unfortunately, that's probably too close to home, or really close to home for us, just because we've had a lot of clients impacted by it. But it's also very cool to be on the other end of it when you know the impact you can have on these families by planning and just, being prepared for the what ifs. So it's a really rewarding career. Sometimes, again, they're not fun conversations, but it just that's the reality of the world we live in.
Speaking of preparing and preparation, guys, Caden's age, and I mentioned Caden's only a sophomore, so he has more years to go in college. But for some of his older teammates, it's time for them to start preparing for life after football. It's a conversation, again, I think is just grossly underrated and it's not spoken about enough. But a Gold Tier internship program, one of the best in the entire country, just consistently ranked inside the top 10, most places top 5. I think one of the coolest stats that I see is that 90% of people who come in and out of it walk out of it saying that it changed their entire life in the course of their career and whatever it is that they decide to do, whether it's the financial services industry or whether they are a tow truck driver, right? It just really doesn't matter. But that internship program kind of speak to why it is, I'll say, the best in the country.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's real world experience, right? Like you're not fetching papers, fetching coffee. I mean, you're out there doing real things with real people and having real conversations. And regardless if, you keep doing it or stay in the industry, I don't think there's somebody that leaves and says, well, I didn't learn anything. That was, most of the time you're taking away real life examples and practical advice that you're going to apply to your own situation. And so for me, I never thought I was going to be a certified financial planner when I was in college. And, here we are. And so I think it just gave me the opportunity to see if it were something I liked and, the ability to help people, impact people, just get to be around people every day. That's something that drives me. So there's very few days where I wake up and I'm not excited to go to the office. And I think that's, a pretty cool thing to say.
Another one of my favorite stats is 1 in 5 advisors for Northwestern Mutual anywhere are former athletes themselves, former college athletes, most of them. Kind of, in your words, why is that?
I think a lot of the same, features or maybe traits, attributes, whatever you'd refer to it as, that it takes to be a college athlete, especially say even Division One in Caden's case, is it's very applicable to this career, right? Discipline, hard work, developing relationships, trust, all of those attributes are very similar. So I feel like they transfer over to a lot of different industries very well because that's what it takes to be successful in a lot of these careers.
And if you were given a microphone and stood in front of an audience, an auditorium full of Caden's teammates, classmates, attendees at North Dakota, what would be some of the things that you would tell them for, like I said, they could be classmates, so it's not life after football, but it's life after college and it's life after athletics. Kind of what would be some of the call outs to the 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old aged kids who are kind of embarking on new journeys sooner or later? Why is an internship program something they should pursue?
Life comes at you fast. That graduation day, it's going to be here before you know it. And it's a little bit scary or, nervy when you don't know what's going to happen next. So I think the more experience you have, the more, connections you develop with people, there's just going to be more opportunities. And you never know when those are going to come to fruition. So, get out there, put yourself out there, get exposed to different industries, different careers, people, whatever it may be. And you're never going to look back and be upset that you did it.
Poetry in motion right there for managing director up there in the Dinger Network office, Mr. JJ Safrance. Getting alongside him, honorary captain of the week. Part one, part two, Caden Vig, edge rusher, North Dakota Fighting Hawks. I want to take somewhat of a U-turn here because we had a conversation off air before we got rolling that I myself am a former quarterback for the Southern Illinois Salukis, and Caden and his unit went to Salukis Stadium in Carbondale and just absolutely dog walked my dogs 38-19. Caden, let's talk about that game. Kind of coming into it, this is obviously a really, really good offense you had to face and a really good quarterback in DJ Williams. What were you guys able to do? What were you guys able to plan ahead of time that allowed you guys to have success? And like I said, dog walk my guys.
So offensively, our run game, it's top tier. Our run blocking is ranked top five. I think it's actually ranked top one. I think we're top in the country for run blocking, but
Can
that's a
I
big thing for us.
stop you right there? Because your offensive line coach was my offensive line coach at Southern Illinois, Trevor Olsen. So you guys took our offensive line coach and now beat the Salukis in their own stadium and outgained him on the ground, and Seattle went crazy. Just wanted to throw that in there. A huge fan of Trevor Olsen, one of my favorite guys of all time. He's a grumpy old man, but yeah, go continue with your thing. Yeah, you have the number one rushing offense. I appreciate it. That's great.
That helps us a lot though for our offense to get rolling. Big thing in the Missouri Valley Conference, you got to be able to run the football. It helps too to have a great offensive line coach like Coach Olson. But yeah, defensively, big thing for us was just we got to spy that quarterback. He was a quick guy, can't let him get out of the pocket. So that was our game plan there. Kind of just let it rip too, got to be explosive, stuff like that. Credit to their O line though. They're very, very tough O line. I'd give them that.
Okay, is that the only if that's the only thing you can give them, that's okay. We can give okay, good offensive line. They gave up a fight.
Were tough. They were tough.
I love to hear it. I love to hear it. Well, you held them to 19 points. Nobody's really done that in the entire season, not even a Purdue FBS team. So congrats. And you guys are 5-2, like I said, Indiana State. You can close yours when I say this, 6-2. But then you get into the thick of it. When I look at this schedule, you guys travel to Vermilion, have to take on the Coyotes, and then you invite The other North Dakota squad into your house, ultimate number one team in the country right now, just a complete wagon. When you and then South Dakota State is soon after that. So, kind of, how does a team in the Missouri Valley and what are some of the things that you guys are coached on and told about just week by week? I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but the Missouri Valley, call it what you want. I do love throwing around the phrase that it is the SEC of the FCS. And as we kind of get away from the SEC dominance here, it's the Big Ten. I had an honorary captain say, well, it's not. It was Eddie Casper, actually, wide receiver for Illinois State, said, well, I like to call the Missouri Valley the Big Ten of the FCS because that's the stronger unit over there. But when you see the North Dakota States and the South Dakota States and the South Dakotas on your schedule, kind of what is it? Like, how do you compartmentalize that those guys are on the way? And it talked about you guys are probably the best team that you've been since I can remember. And kind of what is your mindset when facing the kind of the Titans of the FCS that are right in your backyard?
No, it's always a huge game playing the Dakotas. When Dakotas play games, it's all they're always huge, right? But we just gotta stay consistent. Like we look at every game, nameless, faceless opponents is how we do it. It doesn't matter who we're playing, we're just gonna play our style of defense, our style of offense. But yeah.
Junkyard dog style, if I may, there from Caden Vig and his Fighting Hawks. Listen, I talked about there being a way to not have to pull out your wallet to donate to the cause, to donate to JJ and the Dinger Network office. And Caden Vig, he is a representative in all of this. One of those ways, aforementioned, the Lemon Top Challenge. JJ, kind of take fans through how they can donate to Caden and you and the cause without pulling out their wallets.
Yeah, so if we're going to be releasing here soon, if you guys take a picture with a lemon on your head, and there's going to be certain hashtags, the Northwestern Foundation will actually donate money directly to Caden's page on your behalf. So be on the lookout for that. We'll appreciate all the support there. And then for the NDSU game, we're actually going to be putting on, we're of course out there tailgating every game, but we're going to do a little bit of a fundraiser for Caden's page too for that game. So, you know, we're any of the free will donation, we'll have the lemons for pictures. That'll all be donated to Caden's page.
Epic stuff right there. And you can go to FCSNationRadio.com, and on the right-hand side of the screen, Alex's Lemonade Stand. They have their entire wing, their own wing, dedicated to them and the cause and all of our athletes on that list. You can go there, you can click donate pledge, or you can just check the standings and see, hey, does my guy need an extra bump? Okay, I will donate, and it's greatly appreciated. Obviously, guys like Caden Vig and 16 others around the country have dedicated their entire season to stomping out childhood cancer and trying to figure out a way to ultimately put an end to it, slash find a cure. That are some of the things that we are doing. JJ, that's going to do it for the Honorary Captain of the Week segment. I will start with you, my friend. I cannot thank you enough, seriously, for all you've done up to this point and all you've done for Caden and getting us in the position that we're in. I said it's year three. It's season three. We ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Appreciate you for taking time out of your week to chop it up with FCS Nation.
Yeah, no, and we appreciate the partnership. We're happy to be here, and hopefully we can continue this success, Caden, and we're excited to see what the rest of the season brings.
And Caden, for you, I can't thank you enough, my friend, as well. You are an FOS. You are a friend of the show. You are a sophomore. So we will be hearing from you a lot more. Caden, thank you so much for taking time out of your game week before you go beat up Indiana State to chop it up with FCS Nation and give Fighting Hawk fans kind of an opportunity to learn about who you are as a person, not on the field. Caden, thank you so much for joining the show this week.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for the Honorary Captain of the Week segment. Two-pronged, two guys, one driver, one riding shotgun, JJ Safransky, Managing Director in the Dinger Network office, and Caden Vig, edge rusher for the North Dakota.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.